everyone.
Love
this
Talk
is
Radio.
Sometimes I'd rather be a dog. Love me all the way. Like you want, the ugly ones too. Even when they misbehave. While you work, I play. Nobody's better. I stay around and wait for a bath with you. Sometimes I'd rather be a dog. Just to be closer to you. That's right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you for tuning into my show today. You were just listening to Kev Rowe, and you can find Kev at kevrowe.bandcamp.com, kevrowe.bandcamp.com. Kev is a musician out of New York, and I love his stuff. He's got great stuff that just seems to fit for what I do. That song that you were just listening to was I'd Rather Be a Dog. And how appropriate for today's show about animal communication. I get so many requests and calls for people on different things about animal communication. Sometimes it's for an appointment for an animal, either in person or I also do by phone long distance. Sometimes it is because an animal is not well and the owner is looking for some guidance. Sometimes, very often, especially lately, I've been getting a lot of lost pet calls, cats and dogs both. And I'm happy to say that the cats who I have worked with recently have all gotten back home. And, it is springtime here in the United States, and that is the season when kitty cats like to get out and roam around, the boy cats especially, But it's always hard when a pet does get out, especially if they're an indoor animal, for the owners, because, of course, they're worried about their pets. Our pets are part of our family, and it's really evolved, especially, over the last, 100 years or so at least, where, a horse used to be part of the family because he was there to work, he wasn't treated as a pet per se, and, dogs were meant to hunt with the owners and things like that and protect the family. Those jobs for animal friends have really evolved, especially in the last 100 years or so, just like we have evolved in the last 100 years. Time changes and things change with it, and so has the role of our pets. That being said, our pets now, our animal friends that are in our lives now, are mostly for social comfort and companionship. And all of the animals that come into your life, whether it's for a few minutes, a stray cat comes along and rubs against your legs and next thing you know he's gone, or it can be for, 20 years or sometimes more, sometimes shorter, just like people. But all the animal friends that come into our lives all come in for a reason. Animals have jobs and purposes just like humans do. And they tend to travel with us sometimes multiple times in a lifetime. An animal friend will come back again and again. And sometimes, from lifetime to lifetime, an animal will come with us and, it's part of our soul group circle. Just because animals don't have a speaking voice that most humans can understand, does not mean that they don't have a soul and a soul purpose. Now, I'm fortunate to be blessed with the ability to be able to hear the animals' voices. And I'll never forget the first time I actually heard the voice of, this was a horse, many, many years ago. I was at the barn where my son was riding at the time. He was little then. I don't remember how old he was, but this was quite a few years ago. And I had had an injury that had disabled me for quite a period of time. So my son was going to the barn to summer camp, and by that point, I was able to drive for a few minutes at a time. So I had been just taking him to the barn and dropping him off at summer camp and then coming back home. And one day I said, well, this is silly. You know, I'm dropping him off at the barn. I'm sitting in the house looking at the four walls, and I'm going stir crazy. I'm going to stay and watch the kids ride and hang out at the barn. So that's what I did. So a couple of days, I was there for a few days doing that, and then I was in the barn one day to fetch something. I don't recall what it was at this point. But so I went in the barn, and all of a sudden, I heard this, hey. I looked all around, and there was no one in the barn. And I thought, boy, that's kind of strange. And I went about doing what I was doing. And then again, I heard, hey, this time more adamant and louder. And I looked around again to make sure there wasn't, you know, one of the kids hiding in the alleyway or something. And there was no one there. And at the time, there were, let's see, I think there were about 18 horses in that section of the barn at the time. So I turn around and I look at this one horse who was in the middle aisle in the stall, and I said, did you say something? And he proceeded to have this big conversation with me. And he said, yeah, I don't like my name. I'm standing there in disbelief because though I had communicated with spirit for many, many years at that point, I had never communicated on that level with an animal before. I had done healing work with animals, but I had never actually heard an animal speak to me. So we proceeded to have this conversation about his name, and I really didn't know a lot about this horse. He was new to the barn. So after I finished the conversation with him, I went over to the girl who owned him, and I said, did your horse have a different name before you got when you got him? And she said, oh, yeah, but I changed his name because I didn't like it. And I said, oh, my God. I said, well, I have to tell you, your horse does not like his new name. So she confirmed what the horse had told me, that he had come up from Texas. And he liked his name better when he was in Texas than what this young girl had changed his name to. But she liked the name, and funny thing is, he's still around today, still has the same name. And, he's turned out to be quite a friend for her. And this young lady is in college now, and at the time, she was about the same age as my son, who was also in college. So, anyway, it's just a funny story. But that led to my entry into animal communication. And so I proceeded to actually read or communicate with many horses in that particular barn. And one horse, it was really interesting. She was losing weight at a rapid pace, and the vet had been out multiple times, could not find anything wrong with the horse. So one day the little girl who owned the horse came up to me and said, Cindy, can you read my horse dream because she's really sick and I don't want her to die. Can you find out what's wrong with her? And, you know, a little disclosure here that I am not a medical technician. I'm not a veterinarian. I'm not a medical doctor. So I can only give the information that comes to me. But if you have a medical issue with your animal, you should always consult a board-certified veterinarian. So anyway, but sometimes that doesn't always, it doesn't always work. So I went and talked to the horse, and as it turned out, the horse was losing weight because the little Shetland pony in the next stall had figured out how to steal the horse's food. So the horse wasn't getting her food. The pony in the next stall was stealing all her food, or a good part of her food, and she was losing weight. So I had to move the food to another part of the stall away from the pony, so the pony wasn't able to get to it anymore. And miraculously, the horse gained the weight back, got well, and the child was able to finish the show season with her pony. So it's really, really interesting. And the thing that I found the most interesting talking to animals is they all have their own unique voices, just like we do. And it had never occurred to me before I had actually started talking to animals that they would have their own distinct voices. I spoke with a horse once named Sir Lancelot, who was, they called him Lance of the Barn, and he didn't particularly care for that. He preferred to be called Sir Lancelot, and he was quite proper and, you know, almost a little British, you know, so it's really, really neat. So if you would like to call in, if you have questions about your pets or if you have pets that have passed, I will have about, let's see, 16 minutes here, 17 minutes. So if you would like to call in, if you have a question or concern, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. And just a little housekeeping here for a minute, because I always forget and I run out of time at the end of my show. I just want to let you know that you can find me on, of course, on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter is Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine, so please feel free to follow me there. My Facebook public page is Intuitive Medium Psychic Gifted Healer and Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. I know it's long. If anybody knows how to shorten it, send me a message. I really like to change that because it is long for people to find. Feel free to like my page. I do run some blitzes every once in a while where I run a special for my Facebook fans. Sometimes I'll do blast readings where I'll be on for a short period of time and you can send me a question and I'll answer a question on Facebook. And you never know when I'm going to be on because I do pop in sometimes surprise attack and I will answer questions. I just participated in a So You Want to Be a Psychic thread and answered lots of questions, spent many, many hours working on the thread, and it was really great. I had a lot of great feedback, and I was able to help quite a few people on that. And that was on psychicreadingsandguides.com, ran that thread. So you can, again, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter. If you have trouble finding my public page, you can locate my personal page, which is cynthiafontaine.142, and find my public page from there. I would like to let you know, though, that not a lot goes on my public page. All the action happens on my personal page. All the action really happens on my public page. So if you do happen to friend me, you know, that's okay, but I did want to tell you that all the action happens on my public page, not my personal page. I really don't do a lot on my public on my personal page other than, I do a lot of postings for lost pets that are local to me, things like that, and I do a lot of pets that are up for adoption, spreading the word on things like that on my personal page. But other than that, there's really not a lot that goes on my personal page. So check out my public page, like my page, follow me on Twitter. And my website is cynthiafontaine.com. You can find some great information on there. I have some frequently asked questions There's, you know, a number of different pages on there, and you can also sign up for my newsletter, and you can book a session with me through my website. I take private readings. I do still some local readings in person, though most of my readings I do by phone now or by Skype. But I do still take some local readings in person. I do still also do local groups as well, groups of five or more. So if you would like to book a reading and you are in the Rhode Island or Massachusetts area, if I do have to travel outside of my immediate area, then I do require a minimum of three readings booked together, just because of time constraints, you know, to make it worth it for me to come to see you. So I do try to do most of my work now on the phone or on Skype, and it's just as accurate on the phone or on Skype as it is in person, because then, you know, we don't have the ego mind getting in the way of things that it does. So anyway, if you've never had a phone reading, try it out with me. I'd be happy to take you on and do a reading for you. If you would like me to come to your hometown, we can make arrangements to have me come to your hometown. If you'd like to schedule an event for me, you can contact me. And again, reach me through my website. You can email me at CynthiaFontaine@live.com, though I do need to let you know I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day, and sometimes I do miss emails because a lot of them go into my junk box, and it's just hard to keep up with the emails now, you know, trying to figure out what is real and what's junk. So best to send me a message through Facebook because I always do see those. And so that's all the housekeeping that I have for today. So let's just get back to the show. I know I always do cover a little bit of astrology, so we're off topic for the animal communication, but we'll just go over this for a minute because we have a really exciting week going on here with astrological things. We have a minor lunar eclipse tomorrow. And this is the last eclipse of the eclipse season. Lunar eclipse. So this eclipse finishes what was started back in April, closes the past. This brings forth a new path. It has cleared the way to move forward to a new reality. We're also in the sign of Gemini. We have a lot of planets in Gemini right now. And Gemini is really a misunderstood sign. Gemini encompasses above and below the masculine and feminine. And Geminis tend to have one foot in heaven and one foot in hell. And they have a foot in the upper world and the lower world. Gemini has a strong shadow side, but also has an innocence about them. They tend to be gypsies, students, want more information, they like to travel and ideas. With the Gemini energy that we have going on, which is quite strong because we have so many planets in Gemini at the moment, this is a time to set off on a new journey from the duality that we have been in to a journey of a singular reality. It's a really creative time, and if you have things that you're starting, this is a really creative time to get projects off the ground. This goes back to what I said in January, where the end of January to February was a good time to, again, get projects or business ideas formulated. Back then, if you hadn't launched them, now this is a good time to get those things going. Let's see if there's anything else that's important about this week with the eclipse and with Gemini. you know, I'll give you a mantra for this week, and this is from Kaipacha and the Kele Report. When I am torn between the left and the right, which would be Gemini being torn, caught in the darkness or longing for light, rather than fear the one or the other, I weave them together, my true soul, to discover. So don't get caught in the extremes of the week, this week. You know, blend them together, and you'll have a really much joyous week. So let's go back and talk about animal communication for the time we have left here now. Again, you can call in at 818-691-7313, and I would be happy to take your call. Animals, and I get this question often about, well, you know, why is my pet here? Does they have a purpose? Do they, you know, what's the reason for this particular animal to be in my life? And every animal that comes into your life, again, whether it's for a day or 20 years, you know, there's a reason for it. They touch us in ways that sometimes no human can. They, you know, show unconditional love. Sometimes, you know, you get a pet from, who's not so unconditionally loving. I had a golden retriever who was an absolute lunatic. His wires were just not right in his brain. And all my friends, you know, would say every time they came over, oh, my God. You know, if anybody else had this dog, he would be put to sleep. Well, no one else did have him, and I did. And, you know, he was with me for 8 years until he passed his cancer. And he was a good boy. He was just ADHD big time. He was always into trouble, always into something. And he just couldn't control himself. You know, but he was a good boy. He had a huge heart. He was really loving. And he was best friends to my other dog at the time, Paris, and she was a boxer pit bull. And she was total opposite of the golden retriever. He doted on you, you know, and he knew when he was in trouble, when he did something wrong, and he always apologized. The boxer pit bull, however, could care less if she were in trouble. And she was really stubborn. She didn't listen that, you know, all that well. And but the golden retriever, you know, he knew how to sit and shake hands and do all that sort of thing. The boxer pit bull could care less if you wanted her to sit or shake her hand. She was really a little prima donna, but she was a good, good girl. And she adopted my youngest son. She belonged to my oldest son. But when he moved, he couldn't take her. So she adopted my youngest son, and they were good friends. So, you know, our animal friends all have a purpose in our lives. I've talked to so many pets and pet owners many, many years ago when I first began doing animal communication. I had a client who had a standard bred poodle who had every kind of medical complication that you could think of, and they were at the end of the line with this dog, with her veterinary care. There was nowhere else turned in this dog's vet medical care. So they called me, and I went and had a session with the dog, and it was really funny because the dog's owner said, "Now, you know, she won't come over to you. She's very shy. She doesn't particularly like people, so don't be offended." And we were in a very, very small office. There were four of us in there and the dog, and there was barely room for us in the office. Well, I was literally in there for 30 seconds, and I was sitting on the floor, and the dog came over and sat on my lap, and the owner was dumbfounded. She said, "Oh, my God, this never happens." That being said, animals know if you are an animal person. You've heard that before. You know, a dog can smell when you're scared, and that's when they're likely to bite. Animals know if you're an animal person and you have no fear. And, you know, I have no fear, and I love animals, and, you know, it helps that I can talk with them as well. So this poodle came and sat on my lap, and she let me know that her person had taken all the medical steps that they could and that everything was done accordingly and properly, and that the dog's sole purpose with this owner was to help her with her medical problems, which, very interesting, completely mirrored the dog's problems. There was some female issues and things like that, and the dog had the identical medical issues as the owner. So the dog also proceeded to tell me that the owner needed to get a crystal, which was, you know, very curious to me. Crystals are great things to have in the house. Of course, not having too many at one time, because they can really sort of whack the energy off. But I'm not going to talk too much about crystals today. That will be for another show, because we only have 3 minutes left. Oh, my God. So I have to finish quickly telling you about crystals. So the dog wanted the owner to get a crystal. And my thinking mind was thinking a crystal, a physical crystal. And I'm thinking, okay, so I'm going through a whole list of types of crystals. And I'm going, no, 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 it's not that. It's not this crystal. It's not rose quartz. It's not carnelian. So I finally said, you know, I can't quite figure out what kind of crystal this dog wants you to get. To get a rose quartz crystal is great to have in the house. Told her how to clear it. And at the time, the family was looking to adopt a child because the woman was unable to have children and due to her medical problems. And they were looking at a little boy, but the dog knew that the boy wasn't the best match for the family. Well, 3 weeks after I had seen the poodle for her reading, the owner called me screaming in joy and said, you're not going to believe it, but we found our crystal. Crystal was a child. So the dog knew that the child they were supposed to adopt was named Crystal. But, you know, sometimes, because I'm human, you know, I try to, especially in my early time of animal communication many years ago, you try to fit things in the box that you recognize or understand. And it just never occurred to me that Crystal was a little girl. Well, Crystal is now in high school, and the family has had a great, great life together. So the moral of the story is, you know, your pets know everything about you. They know what's going on in your life. Sometimes they even know what's coming for your future. Now, this little girl hadn't even been introduced or you know, presented to them as being a child available for adoption, but yet the dog knew that the child that they were supposed to adopt was named Crystal. So never underestimate your animal friends. They are highly intelligent. They understand everything that you say. They know what's going on in your life. And one thing I always let people know when I am doing an animal reading is that if they have any secrets that they're keeping from their spouse or their family, then they perhaps don't want them to be there for the reading, because the animals will tell everything. They know it all. They tell it all. Just a little tip for you if you're planning on having animal reading, that your animal friends do know everything and tell everything. So if you would like to book a reading with me for animal communication or for personal reading, again, you can find my website, Cynthia Fontaine, CynthiaFontaine, .com, sorry. My email is Cynthia Fontaine, my name, @live.com. And find me on Facebook or Twitter. I'd love to connect with you. I still have a few slots open for June if you would like to book a reading with me. And I hope you have enjoyed today's session. I know a half an hour is not long enough, and I am thinking about another venue again because I can't seem to go up to the hour. So have a great day. Love you all and enjoy a song from Kev Rowe.